One day can change your life. One day can change your life. One day. One date changed mine. September 7th. You know, that date matters for so many reasons. That date forever will be tattooed, at least on this heart. One day can change your life. One day can change your life. One day, one date changed mine. September 7th. This is Danielle, and you are here at Journey HBBA. And to learn more, to know more, this heart creates from the village called Helping Build Bridges Across.com. I am recording and creating this today on September 7th. You know, that date represents so much, and including a confrontational date for this heart. This date travels with an underlying foundation that includes my faith, my husband who has made his transition, my sons, my family and dear friends, which is really my village, my friend, my life. September 7th, one date changed my life, my faith. You know, as a woman of faith, at least for this woman of faith, the road traveled to this present day has taught me so many lessons. And this heart continually shares what matters and is now fulfilled by. No one promised us that tomorrow will look the same as today. That life's journey is for, at least for this heart, is like a book. Every new day offers a new page to write. Pages written pages that will be filled with tears and will be filled with laughter. A new day is a gift and should not so quickly be taken for granted. You know, these are not slogans or pretty words or cliches to share. This is really my intentional discipline. This is my daily exercise. It's my intentional way of living and focusing on the day before me. And my decided activity is to share with you. It's to share with you. To share with numerous hearts who choose to listen and want to heart share this journey together. To share it forward. An exercise of gratitude, because this heart knows that a new day is not a promise. No one promised us that. You know, September 7th confronted this heart many times now, with always that underlying question of where is your faith? Where is your faith now? How does one answer that in a tragic, disappointing, overwhelming moment? How does one answer that when your heart is broken, when it's shattered in pieces, when you're lost in a fog of not knowing where to take that next step, a fog that feels like in a given moment, at least in those given moments of such a dark place, it feels like defeat. One day can change your life. One day, one date changed mine. September 7th. My husband Todd, who has transitioned, he was murdered. And he was not a naive man. He was not clueless to the dangers that are possible around us, and especially ones involving Craigslist. The court trial allowed many voices who shared a personal experience and who provided firsthand of a description of this predator who wore a smile of deception that allowed comfort to those who encountered his presence, a very dark heart whose sport was to kill. A heart that had spent prior years in the juvenile system for similar Craigslist crimes. And it's apparent that it was only to sharpen his skill instead of being reformed. My husband, September 7th, 2016, was shot in the back with an assault rifle, never to return to us, never to return home again. Faith, faith, God's grace, my Creator walked us through. He carried us. He allowed a season, a time for us to heal and to continue to walk now with tattooed hearts, walking forward with hopeful hearts, walking forward with hopeful hearts for the road ahead. One day can change your life. One day, one date changed mine. September 7th, my sons. Oh, my dear sons, who at the time of the loss of their father, their dad, had just started a new school year. One was in the 8th grade and one was starting the 11th grade. Both who lost their innocence on September 7th. They lost their father. They lost their dad, who adored them, who was invested into their lives just in numerous ways. You know what? From my view, from maybe the view of a woman of faith, it was an attack on our lives, on their lives, on my life, but it was an attack because it was more than a loss of innocence. It was a potential roadblock for their road ahead and for potential generations. And I know firsthand what's possible for two young black men who adored their father and who had to consider and live with the fact their father's life was gunned down. You see, that offers a multiple choice of options of what to do with anger. God's grace, who guided and walked them through, and a faith that will be with them for the remainder of their journey, because as a woman of faith, I can tell you many prayers surround them for that journey before them. And you know what? And that includes a potential postpartum that may lurk in years ahead. But you see, we all know God's grace. So one day can change your life. One day, one date changed mine. September 7th. My family, my dear friends, who really are just family. It's a village of support whom I love and I pray for, and whose lives were also changed in an instant. And they walked through their own pain, their own experience of what that tragic moment of losing Todd meant, again, in such a tragic way. And each and every member of my family coping in their own way. It's not a small thing. It really is a lifetime of healing that looks different in so many ways. And consider these hearts supporting the boys, supporting me, supporting the boys and I, while at the same time walking through their own pain. Not a small thing. One day can change your life. One day, one date changed mine. September 7th. My friend Dawn, who transitioned, who this heart had the privilege of meeting as a young woman at the place of shared employment. And that's with anyone who connects through employment. We're so much time is spent, many days are filled with conversation. We shared numerous stories and parties and gatherings. We shared in the experience of marriages and raising children. We found our faith as young women, which allowed numerous conversations as we worked together through our own questions and experiences of a shared creator that we believed in together. She transitioned on September 7th. 2008 from a form of cancer, one of which she shared, at least with me, at a much later stage along her journey. One day can change your life. One day. One date changed mine. September 7th. My life is a season of healing by God's grace. It's a journey filled with love and laughter, which includes visits of challenging days, occasional tears during celebrations. It's a journey of a torn up blueprint that had a plan, with the hopeful heart for the road ahead, priceless, precious memories, a faith beyond a grave, which represents for this heart, seeing all of my loved ones again, God's grace. You know, as a woman of faith, one who knows the value of a new day, one who understands that gratitude matters, my fulfillment is now found in sharing what matters in various ways. This heart knows. And many stories have been shared around us that remind us all of how priceless this gift of life is. My desire, my work, my shares is that we don't easily get trapped in living as if we have forever. We don't have to live weighted or morbid in that life changes or in that fact, but instead we can take words, these words, this share, and we can celebrate life together while being together in big and small ways. We can exercise daily in gratitude, starting with why are we grateful? Why are we grateful? To focus on just that alone. With all that is shared here and now, it should remind us that every single word matters. Every single word matters. Every single action holds weight. Life is a gift, and that really does matter. That really does matter. Thank you, dear friend, for listening. Thank you for heart sharing this journey. It's not a small thing. It's not just some words to say. Every action, this heart knows that sharing is caring, and every seed planted in your own way is a potential seed. Together, we are planting seeds that can grow forward. One day can change your life. One day, one date changed mine. September 7th. Thank you for working in this garden. Thank you for working in your own way, the way that is genuinely your own. That matters to this heart, and that brings my heart fulfillment. You are only a visitor here once in this village. After that, you become a villager, which really just means find what fits, what suits your taste, and get to work on this garden. We are together planting seeds of gratitude. Some hearts, including my own, know firsthand that gratitude robs regret. And these words are very fulfilling. These words became and are my punchback to what tried to kill me. Not physically, but tried to kill me spiritually and mentally. And in many ways, these words represent robbing a thief that will continue to lurk and will continue to destroy other lives. A thief who wants us all to be blind, just to be blindly distracted by nonsense. Allow me to say that once again. A thief who wants us to be blindly distracted by nonsense, by confusion and vengeful ways of living. Gratitude matters. Gratitude matters. Gratitude heart matters. Making gratitude contagious was, is, and always will be the intent. Huge hugs, my dear friend. Huge, huge hugs. My name is Yvette Danielle, and I come and I create from the village of helping build bridges across.com. Until next time, thank you. Thank you. Take care.